Hello, friends, and welcome back to Common Prayer. This is Kevin. I'm glad to be with you today. I know this week seems to be one of those weeks where the news of all of this pandemic just seems to be, you know, changing almost hour by hour as we hear of more things closing and other states opening and all of these sorts of things going back and forth. I honestly, I just hope that this is a space where maybe you can tune out a little bit of that noise for just a few moments. And kind of come back to the center, come back to God, and just spend a few moments in prayer, knowing that you are not alone, whatever it is that you're feeling about all this going on. What brings us together, what brings you and me together now is this opportunity to pray in different spaces, at different times, whatever it is, but we are coming together for a moment of common prayer. And so I'm grateful for you tuning in and listening. You know, I hope this week, as we've been exploring Micah 6:8 at a slow depth, I hope that you've enjoyed this. You know, as Kathy and I put these episodes together, it's such a joy for us because it forces us in a lot of ways to sit with this content, to allow it to penetrate and marinate in our own lives and in our own hearts. As we consider the ways in which God is calling us to be His people, and you know, this is what the prophets do. You know, to sit in these words of Micah 6:8 is to allow the preaching, the prophesying of Micah, of so many of the prophets in the Old Testament, call us back to the way of Jesus, call us back into faithfulness. And so in so many ways this week for me, it's been good to just sit and hear the prophet call me towards greater faithfulness to the way of Jesus in such a time as this. And so I hope you've had that experience. I know, again, for me, it's definitely been that. You know, the first day we looked at this idea of doing justice as this constant occupation of pursuing the way of God, of pursuing what it means to be His people in this world. And then Kathy led us yesterday in this idea of loving mercy, of recognizing, embracing the forgiveness, the mercy of God that we then embody into the world. I thought that was just a beautiful example because, again, that has always been the story, is that we are blessed to be a blessing. We have been given the grace and the forgiveness of God, and so we then offer that to a broken and hurting world as well. We get to the third aspect of Micah's call on the people of God today, and it's this idea of walking humbly with God. I think it's interesting because, you know, this command to walk is actually a really common image used in the Old Testament. You know, it's used to describe, you know, those like Enoch and Noah and other followers of God who've gone before us. And, you know, this idea of walking has this really kind of robust definition. It's more than just kind of legal obedience. It's more than just following the rules, but rather it implies this kind of life of trust, of a trusting relationship with God. It's this sort of spiritual orientation or a commitment of love and trust towards God. And it's this orientation that's frequently expressed within the psalmists, for instance, as they talk about this intimate relationship with God. Think about the words in Psalm 86:11. It says, "Teach me your way, Lord, that I may rely on your faithfulness, and give me an undivided heart that I may fear your name." This idea of teaching the way, of walking along with the Lord, you know, is that's the essence of what it means to walk with God. I love the way the psalmist ends that with, "Give me an undivided heart that I may fear your name." Give me an undivided heart that is not torn between allegiances, but rather finds its rest in you. And this is such a beautiful image of that. And think of Psalm 119. It says, "Blessed are those whose ways are blameless, who walk according to the law of the Lord. Blessed are those who keep His statutes and seek Him with all their heart. They do no wrong, but follow His ways." There's this sense that to walk with God is the orientation of the whole of your life. It's the whole of your life towards the way of God. But yet, there's this depth to it as well, right? Because you see throughout the Old Testament, you also see those who walk away from the Lord. You hear of the kings of Israel or of Judah who don't follow the God's ways, who drift and follow the ways of surrounding nations, and they forget their distinction. They forget who they are as the people of God. And so this image both draws us, or it has this picture of either walking towards God or walking away from God. And so it's the call that as we do the work of justice And as we do the work of mercy, of loving mercy, of embodying that for others, we do so in a way that's directly connected to our intimacy and walking in a trusting connection and intimate relationship with God. Because again, this is what the prophets continue to remind us of, that if God is no longer the central orientation of your life, so many other things will fill that void so quickly. So this becomes, you know, I think even a bit more potent when we consider that Micah says it's not just that we walk with the Lord, but it's that we walk humbly. That we walk, and to walk humbly means that we put aside our own agendas and make the concerns of God the very center of who we are. It is that which supplies the motivation and the power to do justice and to love mercy, is when we walk humbly with God, laying aside our own agendas, laying aside our own desires, and saying, what is the heart of God? Again, as we prayed earlier in this week, you know, that we want our hearts to break for what breaks God's heart. This is the fruit of walking humbly with God. It is this active life of intimacy with Him, but the struggle is it's filled with the propensity towards arrogance. You see, as we begin to do the work of justice, as we begin to live an active faith out in the public realm, as we begin to try to embody the way of Jesus in the world around us, we can be pulled toward arrogance too quickly, towards the presumption of superiority. And if I'm honest, I know that I have always struggled with this, and I have a feeling I'm not alone in that. But for Micah, he says, walk humbly with God. He says, in the work of justice, in the work of loving mercy, continue to walk humbly. I think we have to resist. There's an intention behind this coming at the end of this list of doing justice, loving mercy, and walking humbly. Because in an effort to grow in humility, often we can become recluse. We can pull away from the world and pull away from the work of God in the world. And he says, don't do that. Don't succumb to that sort of apathy, but instead, in your justice, in your loving mercy, you walk humbly with God. So what I want to do is spend our prayer time together kind of evaluating maybe where our heart is in this. So I encourage you to slow down. If you're walking, I encourage you to just take a few deep breaths. Maybe you sync up with the rhythm of your steps. If you're sitting on a couch or a chair, just slowly become aware of God's presence with you where you are. And as you do, I want you to begin to consider this image of walking with God. And as you consider this image, I want to invite you to just ask the Holy Spirit and say, where am I in walking with God? And remember that this image isn't just in legal obedience, but in a trusting, loving, intimate connection with God. And as you consider that, allow the Holy Spirit to speak to you. And as things come to mind, maybe just take note that maybe the Spirit is trying to highlight the ways in which we're out of step, we're out of sync with God. Where have you felt the pull towards decentering the Lord? As you continue to commune with the Holy Spirit, as you ask those difficult questions, I want you to follow up with a difficult question. And the question is, where or what has filled the void that was created when you decentered the Lord? What is it that has taken the place? What is it that has filled that gap and you are now orienting your life around. And as you consider, as we have this week, the ways in which God is calling us to the active life, to doing justice, to loving mercy, has there been any arrogance that has grown in your heart? Has there been a way in which we have been more married to our own agenda than the agenda of God? Maybe that agenda is security. Maybe it's the desire to be liked, to have everyone approve of you. Where are the ways that you've allowed that pride, that arrogance, to swell up in your own heart? I invite you to ask the Holy Spirit to gently highlight those things. And then even ask what it would take to uproot that. What would it mean and what would it look like to recenter God so that we can learn to walk humbly? Think about the conversations you've had, the posts you've made, the comments you've left. In our pursuit of justice, in our pursuit of loving mercy, have we continued to walk humbly? And if not, maybe you ask the Holy Spirit for forgiveness. If you're like me, that tends to be a prayer I find myself coming back to over and over. Let me just close with this prayer that we've used the past few days. Once again, Lord Jesus, I face the power of apathy. Against the torrent of oblivion, I plead the blood of Jesus. And when the day stretches out before me and I'm tempted to despair, encourage my soul through rhythms of prayer and work. When I imagine my life would be easier if only I were somewhere else, help me not to flee, but to trust your grace in this place. And when I lack the attentive care for my neighbor, remind me how you laid down your life for me when I was still an enemy. Deliver me from apathy, that I might greet the image of God in every person and know the place where I'm standing is holy ground. May you swell up in me a desire to do justice and to love mercy and to walk humbly with you today. Amen.
Thank you for joining us on Common Prayer today. Common Prayer is a ministry started by Central Peninsula Church in Foster City, California. Hosted by our generation's pastor, Kevin Sneed, with original music by Brandon Passion, our worship pastor. Be sure to check our website, cpc.org, for more episodes daily. Thanks again for joining us.